This is Matthew Donald to let you know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for my shows, The Writ Wit and Paleo Bites, my two shows, bonus content for both of them. This month we're talking about Zero Ranger. Zero Ranger. Do you not know what Zero Ranger is? It's what Power Rangers came from. All the stock footage of the fights came from Zero Ranger. Zero Ranger. You should check it out. Link is in the description. Thank you for your support. And have a wonderful day! I'm so sorry.
Roar, growl, snarl, bellow.
Welcome to Paleo Bites, the podcast that gift raptors you content every week. It's not very good. I tried, man. Anyways, my name's Matthew Donald. Each week I'm a rotating series of guest goes, talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone who I just had a very extensive conversation with about certain things that we'll save for some other time.
That sounds really bad.
Okay. All right. It was about penises, guys.
We were talking about appendages on animals. That is a normal conversation. Hi, I'm Lexi Ryan.
It's Lexi Ryan. Hello. A certain appendage on a certain gender or sex of animal.
Yeah, we were talking about penises on animals.
About,
you know, it's a thing.
About wangs. About,
when you talk about the things, we talk about dinosaurs, eventually it's going to come up. I mean, last time we
again, had, most dinosaurs, we don't know, but
well,
I'm assuming they have a cloaca.
Frankly, you brought this up, and this is where the conversation started, when you made a scientific point the last episode we recorded, and you said how scientists don't know how the stegosaurus had intercourse.
We don't.
And that's how we got on this tangent. So,
nice.
You know,
well,
get your mind out of the gutter. We were having a science discussion.
It was very extensive science discussion. It's kind of... I feel like my sense of
humor
has gotten
dirtier. I have a question. Buddy.
Yes.
I have the question.
Oh, you have a question.
The dinosaur question.
All right, yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm scared.
It's on theme for the opening topic.
Okay.
If you could be the appendage of one of the dinosaurs, which dinosaurs would you be?
Well, frankly, none of them, because we don't think that they have... Some of them we don't think have penises.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, there's a phrase these days, and it's about a certain energy you bring to the table, and I want to keep it a little PG. I don't know if it's PG-13 is okay?
Yeah.
Is PG-13 okay?
PG-13 is okay.
Okay, because big dick energy is the phrase.
Yes.
PG-13. Yeah.
Again, hi,
T-Rex,
Mom.
T-Rex, he's bringing that energy, and, that's the dinosaur
who's like, I'm gonna
roll with him.
So wait, are you saying which of these dinosaurs would I have the big dick?
Which one would you be the dick of?
So the dinosaur is the dinosaur. I'm just a sentient dick.
Yes.
Okay.
And to me, I want to bring that BD energy. Okay.
Okay.
That's what it's about. You know, you gotta bring...
I'm gonna be...
If you're a T-Rex's dick, you are made.
I'm going to be a Stegosaurus dick for the mystery.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's very, writer. Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, I am a writer.
I know.
Also, this is not the right term for it. I apologize for anything. I'm a recovering asexual.
Recovering.
I thought it was asexual for the longest time.
You know,
turns out
it was
my medication.
Yeah.
I changed medication. My sex drive is way up. Not way up. I'm not like
a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Much like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I don't know if that's accurate, but they're bringing that
energy. I feel like a T-Rex just because it's T-Rex is a very violent lover.
That's
you know?
Insane. Yeah. Even more. I mean, that's totally not my style, but
yeah.
At the same time, as a dinosaur, that would be beautiful, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it's Tyrannosaurus Rex, so, it wrecks when it goes on.
Yeah, so that's who I'd be. That's the penis I would be.
If it had a penis.
If I was a penis, and it had a penis.
Which it might have just had a cloaca.
Twould be me, yes.
Alright, cool. Good to know. Good to know.
Yes.
I would, okay, maybe instead of, You can be the penis of the T-Rex. I am going to be...
The Stegosaurus is good.
Yeah, but no, I was just saying I'm going to be the boobs of something. If we're going to go...
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Did dinos have titties?
No, they didn't because they're mammaries because they're not mammals. They don't
have
mammaries.
Like, pecs? Because, again, a... Like the last recording we did of the giant sloth, yeah. Did it have...
It would have had...
Did it would have Brex?
Yeah, Brex.
Brex.
It would have Brex.
It would have Brex,
Brexis,
guys.
Yes.
Brex.
No, like, it would have, yes.
That's crazy.
So, well, it was a mammal, so...
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, my cat's a mammal, but it doesn't have titties.
Well, what is it, like, they say in Meet the Parents, you can have any... You can milk anything with nipples.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it has boobies.
Well, if you're... I mean, like, most of those animals...
Okay, picture a T-Rex right now in your mind.
I'm not... Okay, I don't want to picture T-Rex with boobs.
No, and not picture it with boobs.
Where would they go? Would they be in front of the arms?
Mine are by the arms, and they are scaled, in case you were wondering if they were, like, human boobs. I was picturing it with, like, boobs that matched it.
Okay,
you know?
So just, like...
So they're, like...
Triple Z boobs.
They're, like... Oh, they're huge in size, and they are scaled. Like, okay. I meant scaled as in, like, literally. Like, scaled.
Oh, scaled as in they're covered in...
They're to scale. They're not just a tiny pair of boobs.
They're just
Don't
tiny
worry.
Human boobs.
They're actually the size of... That's even funnier. Imagine a T-Rex. No, imagine it with human-sized boobs. Where would they be?
Under the armpit. G-cup would be
hidden.
Way too little. For,
even hidden.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, T-Rex arms are about the size of human arms.
Yeah. So. Is that actually true?
Yes!
That is so freaking weird.
Like, they just had a much bigger body. There's actually a whole trope on TV tropes called non-mammal mammaries.
Like, very odd. Well, speaking of weird appendages, though, the picture of the thing we're going to talk about,
yes.
That the rendering of
it's
it.
It's called Yi, or E.
E or E?
In traditional e? Mandarin, it's E.
E, okay.
But, like, that doesn't sound... That sounds like I'm just making a noise. E!
I mean, E, right? Is that how you would say it?
Yeah. I'm just going to say Yi. I'm going to anglicize it like a dumb American
I am. Okay.
I'm going to say Yi.
I'm going to stick with E.
All right, okay, fine. If you're going to say E, then...
Yeah. I'm trying to be woke.
All right. Well, it's good to be woke. No, it is. Like, anyone who complains about woke is... Anyways.
is asleep. All right.
Yes. See, we're... Yeah, like, exactly.
So, exactly, yeah.
Anyways, Yi means, or E means strange wing. Well, not just E. The full name, Yi Qi, means strange
Yi-Qi.
Wing. Yes.
Okay.
Type is a Scansoriopterygid theropod, which is a group of...
Oh, boy.
It's a group of arboreal dinosaurs. You know what arboreal means?
No, I don't.
It means tree climbing or tree living.
Like a sloth?
Yes. Arboreal dinosaurs in the Manoraptoran clade, which also includes dromaeosaurs, which are raptors, therizinosaurs, which we'll get to, and modern-day birds.
Okay.
Size 10 to 12 inches / 26 to 33 centimeter wingspan, 13 to 14 ounces, or 370 to 400 grams. Diet carnivore.
Like, how many pounds would it weigh?
Oh, 13 to 14 ounces. So
13 to 14 ounces?
Yes, is what I said.
It wouldn't even... Wow, this thing is, like, real tiny.
Well, you know, my cockatiel, you know, who's like maybe she's like 6 inches long. She's like 3 ounces.
Oh, maybe it's just because they're so light. My cat is 14 pounds.
I think I've talked about this in the show before. Mammals are so much denser than dinosaurs.
Interesting.
Like, that's actually one of the reasons why dinosaurs were able to get so big. Because.
Is it true their bones are hollow?
Yeah. Well, that's how birds can fly.
Like, there's like no... You know how, like, you crack open a chicken bone and there's, like, marrow in there.
I don't know if they're, like, completely hollow.
But, like, wait, yeah, because...
Like, they have, like, pocket, like, cavities. Like a teeth, but not, you know...
Do chickens have the same kind of bones?
Yeah.
Because chickens have stuff in the bones.
No, it's not like a Lego piece.
It's not like a dense... Well, I suppose if you look at, like, I know we just talked about food, and I've eaten a lot of weird stuff, and, like, when you eat bone marrow and you get it in the bone, it's, like, thick, and it takes up the whole thing, and it's very thick, and just, like, versus a chicken bone or a bird bone, which I think you're right, is, like, porous, even?
Yeah, it's got, like, holes in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like a sponge.
Yeah, yeah, that's how
okay,
it is. Like, that, and that's, yeah, like, so...
okay.
Like, yeah, like, T-Rex was, you know, 20, around 20 feet tall, around 40 feet long, weighed about as much as an elephant, which is far smaller.
That is nuts, though.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Mammals are dense.
That's crazy. Okay, so this thing is maybe the size of my cat?
Yeah, probably the size, but definitely lighter.
But, that's nuts.
Yeah. This was a carnivore, like a cat. Time, late Jurassic, 160 to 159 million years ago. Location, China. I would make a bad joke about how bat-like this thing is, but it's from China.
Oh, too soon.
Yeah, like, joke aborted. Anyways, described in 2015, pop culture appearances, an episode of Dinosaur Train featured one, and I wrote that's hard to say. That's what I want to say, ye. I wrote an ye character in my third Megazoic book, The Hunted Ones.
I feel like it's a hard because it's already a finished series, but definitely plug every single pop culture you can with your stuff. That'll be great.
Oh, no, time. I do. So,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, like all the, like, or if it not in pop culture appearances, I do at the end if I say there's a one, like sometimes I say it there. But those two seem to be it so far, this one episode of Dinosaur Train and then my book. But give it time, though. This thing's weird enough that it's bound to get more attention. So it's no secret anymore that birds are not only direct descendants of dinosaurs, but are still classified as dinosaurs themselves. To the point where, when talking about the big mass extinction from that asteroid, we have to specify that killed not all the dinosaurs, it killed all the non-avian dinosaurs.
Okay.
So, but the weird thing is, it appears that dinosaurs really wanted to fly, even before they evolved into birds. Like, there's like several attempts of them like becoming flyers, and this is one of them, enter E. Its full scientific name is E. chi, but that's Y-I-Q-I is how it's spelled. So us dumb Americans pronounce it Yi Kui or Yi Ki.
Okay.
But funny thing is, not only is Yi the shortest genus name of any dinosaur at only two letters, its full binomial name, Yi Chi, at four letters, is the shortest possible allowed, according to the International Code of Zoological Nomenclature.
Weird.
Like, Articles 11.8.1 and 11.9.1.
Weird rule.
Yeah. I'm assuming, like, I was thinking they should get a lawyer to look at this and see if there's, a loophole.
Yeah, because it's in a different language, so.
Well, like, I'm just saying, like, you can have a loophole so we can give a dinosaur the name X. Just one letter.
That'd be pretty cool.
Or Z.
As long as it was a cool dinosaur.
It's like, Z. Maybe if it's like four letters, but it doesn't have to all be two and two. It could be one and three. So instead of, you could have like a Z-Rex.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You got T-Rex, but you got Z-Rex. I would want to know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't expect law and lawyers to ever be brought up on this show, but here we are.
Ba-bum, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. What? People who know law and lawyers will understand
law
that.
Law and
that's,
order, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it like just dun dun or something?
That's the in between scene. That's the what I just did is like the beginning song, and then in between scenes, it'll be like bum bum. Yeah, like super bum, dramatic. Bum. Yeah. Dum dum. Yeah.
Yi is notable in that not only just for its super short name, but because of its elongated third finger that supported a membranous gliding flap of skin around its other fingers.
Creepy.
Like, similar to that of a bat or of a little dragon. This is unlike any other dinosaur found in the fossil record, although now we think other Scansoriopterygids, its family, might have had similar features.
So, wait, could it fly?
We think it could.
Okay, because earlier you said something about an attempt.
This was I guess attempt, I mean, like, it was its attempt to become the dominant flying creature.
Got it. Okay.
Like, because, like, I'll get to here.
I was like, were there any dinosaurs that had wings that, like, didn't fuck, like a chicken? Like, chickens can't fly, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, modern flightless bird. The penguin.
Well, yeah, but were there any dinosaurs like that?
Yeah. Well, like, the raptors. There were some raptors
that could. Did they have wings?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Velociraptor
Did we cover that in our raptor episode?
I think we did.
Did? Okay, well, it's equally as shocking to me now.
Okay, Velociraptor was too big, but there were some raptors in that family that were small enough that could fly.
You know what it makes me think about?
Yeah.
If you're familiar with A Bug's Life, when the guy gets his wings, and he's like, I am a beautiful butterfly! But he can't fly anywhere because he's too big.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember that.
Raptors. Except raptors are much scarier than that cute little guy.
This was a little dragon thing that glided or maybe even flew. We think it did fly, though. What's even crazier is that this group is only distantly related to the dinosaurs that did evolve into birds. This wasn't an ancestor of them or anything. This was just another flying dinosaur. Again, they tried multiple times.
So they were straight up separate? Like, they evolved separately?
Yes. That's again, they were related, but not, like, directly related.
Like, so I guess my question there is, like, were they in different environments to make them start to evolve in different, like, different parts of the world, so they evolved subtly differently.
Yeah, and well, like, this one, like, again, flew with, like, its wing, like, its skin flap of its wings. Other ones, like its feathers, you know, and having specialized wing feathers and, like, the things. And feathers evolve first before flying, so then they just happen to be really good at helping with flying.
Okay.
So, but, yeah, so this evolved first. And one of the things that we think it did, why, is because this was arboreal. It used it mainly to go from tree to tree. It wasn't a long distance
flyer. Right, wasn't, yeah.
So,
okay. Was that because of... It literally, it couldn't do something like that? Or it, was it just like, it, I don't need to, it's just...
I'm assuming it just didn't need to.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I'm assuming it could, but it probably wasn't built for it, so it'd get tired real fast. I don't know. Imagine the weird alternate universe that we could have lived in, where rather than birds, you know, evolving from this, they evolved from this thing, and so birds all look like little dragon bat things instead.
That'd be friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
Then I would have one.
Yes. Yes, then you'd have a little... Like Hungarian, no, not Hungarian horntail. What's the one that Norbit was at first? I mean, I guess.
Norwegian witchback?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like that, yeah.
Yeah, Hungarian horntail is the worst.
Yeah, that's the one that, like, threatens Harry in the Goblet of Fire.
Chinese fireball. Ooh. That's how he says it in the movie.
That's what this would be, because this is from China. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyways.
Swedish shorts now.
So. One of the reasons why this didn't happen, though, why birds didn't evolve from this, is because while they could fly, they weren't particularly great at it, like, and they lived in thick forests and jungles where they just had to fly from tree to tree rather than doing anything long distance. This kept them fairly niche. And keep in mind that pterosaurs, or pterodactyls if you want to be, you know, casual about it, like, right. were already the dominant flying
creatures. Most of us are
yes.
casual about yes. dinosaurs. Yes.
Yes. They were already the dominant flying vertebrates at the time, so they had severe competition. Although it's funny, birds... Like, when once they came in, the Scansoriopterygids the family was in, they were outcompeted to extinction by the birds. So, funny thing, though, is that birds and pterosaurs coexisted for nearly 70 million years. So...
Interesting. As, like, cousins?
Well, just as, like, fellow flying animals. Kind of like birds and cousins. Bats today.
To an extent. To a simpleton like me, trying to understand dinosaurs...
Look,
would cousin be an incorrect term?
It's very, very distant cousin, but technically...
So, like, they could get married.
I mean, yes, yes. Then you get into that weird
that
bestiality thing. I don't know.
No.
Because technically, them getting
beasts.
Married...
They're both animals.
Like,
so.
Anyone yeah, we wait, could get married to would be less married.
Is bestiality two different races... Bonin or a human and a race bonin?
You're right. I apologize.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make sure I understood bestiality. Because yeah. otherwise, if it's like a cat and dog, is that bestiality? You know, like...
It's just a confused cat.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. Yeah.
Well,
they're distant cousins.
Well, again, they're so distant that, like, anyone we, you know, marry is more related to us than
yeah,
they would
okay.
be to each other.
Because well, I thought they were flying-ish. They were around the same time.
Pterosaurs are... Okay, so the super order of reptiles. There's a super order of reptiles called archosaurs.
It sounds like the most elite organization. There's a super order of reptiles.
It does sound like yeah. that. This taxonomy can sound really yeah. cool, but so the super order of them is archosaurs, and this includes three major groups. It includes the dinosaurs and subsequently the birds. It includes the pterosaurs, which is like the pterodactyls.
Right.
And includes the crocodiles.
Okay.
So that's why, like, people, like, when people look at a crocodile, like, that's a living dinosaur, they're not far off. Like,
interesting.
It is more closely related to a dinosaur than, like, a lizard or a snake is. So, birds and pterosaurs coexisted for nearly 70 million years, meaning as long as they occupy different ecological niches, the two families could coexist. Similar to the modern day, birds are the diurnal flyers, while bats are the nocturnal flyers. Although there are exceptions in both cases, like owls and certain flying foxes.
Who?
Owls. What is that?
I gotcha.
I was like, there's a joke here. I tried to think of
it. I'm proud of that one.
That's pretty good. Speaking of bats, and this is only tangentially related, but bats, despite being super specialized, are actually one of the earliest modern mammal families to have evolved. We have bat fossils dating to around 55 million years ago, which is only 10 million years after the dinosaurs died out.
That still feels like a long time ago.
But, like, and these were, like, full bats. Like, complete bats. These weren't, like, proto-bats. Mm. These were, like, Just flat out bats. You couldn't really tell the difference between them and modern bats.
You know, every time you say bats, in my head, I get the opening of Scooby-Doo with all the bats flying everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
That's the association I have with bats for some reason every time
you say it. I never got into Scooby-Doo.
I was into it as a kid, but my sister was so scared of stuff. We didn't watch it.
Wasn't the whole point of that show that there are no monsters? The monsters were people?
Yeah, that's true.
But so since these were full bats and they lived so close to the age of dinosaurs, that implies that their origin goes back earlier. Like, even earlier. So there is a chance, a teeny tiny chance, because when the dinosaurs died out, pterosaurs also died out. Mm-hmm. So, but if bats were already completely bats only 10 million years later, that means the evolution to them probably had to go a lot earlier, which means there is a teeny tiny chance that for a brief moment in Earth's history, birds, bats, and pterosaurs all coexisted.
Is that a big deal?
Just the fact that the three major...
We only have one of those now.
Yeah, we
have two of those now.
We have three major flying vertebrates all coexisted. That's kind of cool to think about.
Yeah. So. I mean, did they get along, though?
Probably not.
Bummer. I wonder if they would eat each other.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Also, I'm just realizing there's no way this was around when humans, or early humans. Is it PC to still call them cavemen?
Cavemen's okay. They're way before cavemen.
Okay. Like cavemen or earliest humans.
They were way
after this. At some point, if you ever do a creature that is ever... I don't know if this show goes that early or that late, I suppose. But I would love to talk about...
Homo erectus?
Like. Yes. Ha! The penis episode, of course. Remember I said earlier if you do a penis episode?
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to? Homo erectus?
You know, Homo erectus is one of those creatures that, like, it's so cool, but no one cares because of the name.
But what is Homo erectus?
It's an early... Okay, so we're Homo sapiens.
Yes.
They are... So before us, I think, there was Homo neanderthalis, which is the Neanderthals.
Are cavemen and Neanderthal not the same thing?
They can be. They're like cavemen's a general term. It's not It's an informal term. It's okay. It's not like this is a species.
Got it. Got
caveman.
It. It's just yeah. Got it.
It's just an informal term. Okay. Because because back in the day there were cohabiting species of human. Like early Homo sapiens and Neanderthals did coexist. So, in fact, they did breed together. there's some people that have Neanderthal DNA in them today. So.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So.
But anyway, if you ever do an episode where there's something like that...
Homo erectus is the first human to have tools, to use tools, to use fire.
Like thumbs?
Like, well, not... See, this is why no one cares.
No, I care.
No,
but I'm wondering.
It's just everyone's like, oh, they think, like... They just think of Homo erectus and not think about all the cool stuff.
Oh, I'm thinking about, like, are these the first guys who use thumbs? Because that's fascinating.
No, other creatures use thumbs. I mean, these are the first ones to use fire.
Who are the first ones to use their thumbs?
Probably the first one to have thumbs.
Which is?
I don't know. It goes way back.
Oh, that'd be cool. If it's not related to dinosaur, you're like,
whatever. Most primates have thumbs. Like,
That's true.
I wager
that's
all primates have thumbs.
Yes,
so,
of course.
So.
Man, monkeys are cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Anyways, ye. I apologize. I need to be PC about this. So, actually, that's all I've got about you, so let's rate it 1 out of 65 million, shall we?
I don't know. I feel like it's probably only going to get, like, a 12 from me.
Whoa! I thought you'd like this a lot more.
Love it, except for it doesn't breathe fire. And considering Game of Thrones preseason is coming out in the next few months, to understand. And I'm feeling like fire breathing would make it cooler.
If it ate some Taco Bell hot sauce, maybe it would.
So...
kind of like a mix between a bird and a bat, if you look at this. Like,
it looks like it's a bird in a bat costume.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
But I don't like that. So, 12 mil.
Alright, well, this might be the greatest difference in scores. I know I've said this several times. I'm going to give it like a 60 million. Like, I think this is like one of the coolest dinosaurs
ever.
Okay,
if it existed, but also I can't ride it.
It's true, you can't ride it.
So,
you could, you could be on your shoulder.
But I don't, this is
a,
I don't
want to
be Khaleesi season 2. I want to be Khaleesi season 5. Like,
you want to drive the dragon. Well,
yeah.
Man. $60 million for me.
12.
$12 million for you.
Also, it doesn't have a pouch, so I can't ride it or ride in it.
I mean, if it even had a pouch, you couldn't ride in
it. That's true. <right. laughs> Much too large.
That's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@mattthedonkcareer.com for any questions to either co-host or any of the co-hosts. Like, my social media is at @MatthewDonaldCreator on Facebook, at MatthewDonald64 on Twitter, and MatthewDonald64 on Instagram. What's your social media so people can berate you about, like, these?
LexiTate44 on Instagram. Get at us in the comments if you have any more questions about dinosaur genitalia. Would love to have a special erectos homos.
You had it backwards. It's Homo erectus.
I knew that. I just want to make sure you were listening.
Yes, yeah,
if you have questions
I
about
passed the test.
Dinosaur genitals.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is the place to discuss it. You have the questions. We have
the answers.
The ability to ask the questions.
We have
as
the
well.
Ability to Google it and find out for ourselves.
Yes.
Anyways, all right. I have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. There is a Yi in it. She's in the third book. She has a French accent for some reason. I don't know why I gave that to her.
Because they're cool. Is she uptight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so funny. My correlation. Sorry to any French listeners out there. We yeah. love France.
Well, the French are like stereotypical jerks, you know?
Are they?
I don't know. Like, bonjour, monsieur, so it's which.
My brother did get beat up by a French boy in Provence when we visited.
French
so.
Are very uppity, you know?
But damn, do they have some excellent cuisine.
They
so,
do. Like, so. I was... I had the funniest thought, where I was like, you know, McDonald's is such a broad company. Surely there's some in France. But, like, imagine the shame you must feel as a Frenchman when you have all these great options and you choose to go to the McDonald's.
That's very true. 100%.
Like, there must be McDonald's in France. But imagine the shame. Like,
there are.
Like, that you feel. Like, you don't feel like a true Frenchman if you just go get a Big Mac.
That's true. Yeah.
Under the Arc de Triomphe. It's just the arch.
Just me and my McDonald's.
Yeah, the, under that arch.
I'm loving it.
I'm imagining like a really fancy French McDonald's, you know, because it's different.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Yeah, that's what they would say instead. But like their ingredients would be like super fancy.
That's great.
Anyways, that's it for this week. If it's just at the end of our episode of Paleo
Bites.
Visit
McDonald's. No, just yeah.
As I say at the end of our episode of Paleo Bites, ooh, ooh, la, la.
Wee, oui, wee.
Oui. This isn't even French. I just made it French in my book.